Okay, there you go. Aretha Franklin at the 60s on 6. I've been down there a while at the 60s. This is where... Why are we getting
ordered,
our picture taken together?
We're being ordered around by Martha Reeves. Martha Reeves just walked in. Want to take a picture of us?
Yeah, this is really funny. I went downstairs to go get Martha Reeves, and next thing you know, you're taking a picture of just me. I was like, this is strange.
Kodak moments.
You were waiting for a Kodak moment?
I'm not going to miss anymore. Nikon, and I'm going to take everything I see.
That is a nice camera you have there. You want to get that microphone out over there? We're going to try to make it... Oh, wait, hold on. I'll have you sing here in a second. Go ahead. Move it a little closer. Sing that again.
Franklin, honey.
Sing some Aretha.
The queen of soul.
Go ahead. Sing that again
you
for us.
You make me feel. Oh, yeah, I got it.
You great. Wow, you could sing all day because instead of us just playing your songs, we could just have you sing.
Well, thank you for having the 60s.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you were just telling me the first time you walked in here, you said you were one of the first guests we ever had here at XM. And that was a while ago, too.
Yes, it was.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First open. I was so happy to hear that XM exists. We'll be here. We're not going to go anywhere.
Isn't that something?
You remember us.
And you spend a lot of time in Detroit and between Washington, I take it.
And we're celebrating 50 years in Detroit on February.
That's right. I just saw Duke Fakir, and who was it with him? There was somebody over on Grand, and right next to the funeral parlor.
That's where 2648 West Grand Boulevard is.
What was there first? Was the funeral parlor there first, or was
it still? It was the funeral parlor first, and they accepted a recording studio being right next door.
I parked in their parking lot. I didn't know if I was supposed to.
Well, did the guy, security guy, come out to ask you for $5?
No. He didn't ask me. No, I went and parked in the parking lot, and I said, oh, okay. And he was there, too. He was sitting right in the parking lot, and I walked over, and I was like, man, I got to get some Berry Gordy Jr. pictures of the way it's written in front of it, and then both of the buildings. I understand there were 8 buildings. That was only 2.
There was 4 across and 4 on that side.
Oh, see, I didn't realize where the other ones were, because they're the only ones labeled.
They have a medium in between.
And that's where you did your recording.
We did our recording, our rehearsing. You know, we had classes. We went to music theory. We had personal development. We had choreography. And we had 4 years of lessons. And they were in the separate buildings. One was for dance. One was for vocals. One was for studio. You know, it was a lot of activity.
Wow. Now, how long did it take before? I guess Mary Wells was one of the first out of there, right?
Yes.
And
she
then
was the first.
And
first
then
female
you,
vocalist.
How much further were you behind this?
Just a day or two, because my first record was a demonstration record. I aimed for her, but she was leaving the company. She had married this guy named Herman Griffin, and he thought he could do better for her at another record company. So I got her demo. I was asked to sing it, so when Barry heard it, he said, who's this girl singing? Put this record out on her, so I got my chance.
And that's it. And how long did it take until everybody around the entire world knew who you were?
About 9 months. About the time of pregnancy, right?
Isn't that something? It was the whole pregnancy that you went through.
Yeah.
We're talking to Martha Reeves, who is in here. What an honor, because you're also a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, and Pat was telling me he was there. They opened it. Number one, it was 1986 when the inductions really started.
Mm-hmm.
Aretha was the first female to get in mm-hmm. in 1987. Though the building didn't exist in Cleveland, you were the first there when they opened it up, and Pat was there for his radio station, and remembering how, and your mic cut out, right?
Oh, it was a great show.
He remembers that, but I don't.
Good for you, sweetie.
I just had a good time.
You know what? There's one story that every disc jockey in America tells, and they always say, Martha Reeves, she used to be a secretary at Motown.
Well, I had to do something. I went there after being asked by William Stevenson, A&R director for, he gave me a card and said, come to Hitsville, USA, you have talent. I took it literally and went there the next day. I didn't want to go back to the cleaners where I was working.
Oh, how far
I was singing
away were you?
In the nightclub, you know, the second job. What do you call that? Night lighting or what do you call it?
Right.
And when he gave me a card, I said, I've been discovered. So I ran to Hitsville, USA the next morning to be asked, what are you doing here? I said, what do you mean? You gave me a card, told me to come to this company. He said, yeah, but you're supposed to call for an appointment. We have auditions every third Thursday. This is the first of the month. Yeah, I said, okay, what am I supposed to do? He said, answer this phone, which was ringing at the time, in this little small A&R department. Looks like a closet, no windows, had a desk, typewriter, a clock, and a telephone with four lines. We had those, you know, one ringy dingy lines. And,
like Lily Tomlin.
And so, Lily Tomlin. He said, answer the phone, so I did. He was gone 4 hours. He was gone to start a session for a man named Marvin Gaye, a drummer that had been brought in there by Harvey Fuqua, who lived in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And when he got back, I had put things in order. I had got musicians money from a session the day before. They refused to record until they got their $5 for the last session. And I sort of was manning the piano, saying, yeah, you could have your turn at the piano. And they're asking me, who are you? Well, I'm the A&R secretary. I kind of literally took a position. Well, you have to be inventive. You don't know when your opportunity comes. I was convinced that I should be on that label. I had sang with a group called Adelphi's, and I heard the Marvelettes. I knew we could hold our own.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew I had enough talent to sing the songs, because while I was in, our secretary producers would come and say, sing this line. How do you like this? Help me rhyme this. I was actually co-producer. Didn't get credit, because I didn't take it as a business. I took it as an opportunity to become a singer. And a lot of us didn't sing for money. I know we all were broke. Brian Holland, Eddie Holland, and Lamont Dozier wrote our first song, Coming at These Memories.
Right.
So it was after a lot of transition, a lot of changing about, a lot of hoping and praying, and it coming to fruition.
That is something. Do you want to hear that first song?
Yeah.
Come and Get These Memories. Here it is. Martha Reeves in the studio with us here. Pictures here at the 60s. It's fun.
XM Radio.
Martha, you're a blast to be around. She got the camera just keeps going off. You're doing some strange personal shots here. Okay, first off, do the Beatles. We'll be back with Martha Reeves here in a second.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Later, Pablo is there, what a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Letters K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. His tricks without a sound, and Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Beatles being for the benefit of Mr. Kite as we do the Fab Four Fix here at the 60s, but such an honor to have Martha Reeves in our studio at the 60s on 6. Hello, Martha.
Hi, Flash.
Well, you were singing Come and Get These Memories. It's really neat because a lot of artists come in and they don't like singing on the air, but you like it, don't you?
I love our music.
Wow. Sing a little Come and Get Your Memories. This is really cool.
Because of these memories, I never think of anybody but you.
Fantastic.
So come on again, because I found me somebody new. Na, 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 na.
That is so cool. I got Martha Reeves live in our studio.
I love our music. It keeps me young. I like that.
And you go out and perform, too. You're playing over at the Carlisle, too.
Yes, we are.
And that is one of the
Saturday.
Places. Saturday.
7 o'clock.
It's 7, and I understand that we got a phone number of the restaurant over there, area code 703-548-8899.
Mm-hmm. I came to tell all my friends I want to see them there.
That's going to be neat. And how long do you perform?
We do a good 35, 40. It all depends on who remembers how to hully gully or mashed potato.
Do you do all the dances?
Do the swim, yeah. We do. Well, we dance in the street.
Oh, that's what you should be doing. Speaking of that, let me go over to the phone, and let's go out to Detroit. Hello, Detroit.
Hey, Flash Phelps.
Hey, how are you? That's Art Volo.
You've got my favorite Detroiter there in the studio.
Hey.
Do you know Art at all?
Hi.
I bet you do.
Martha.
Yes.
It's Art Volo. We missed you at the last couple of Lions meetings.
Well, I'm going to be at the next one because she came to visit with me and we had a good talk. Miss Williams says if I don't come to the next one, she's going to come and get me. So I'm going to be at the Yacht Club with you.
That's right. Well, I'll be there too. I'm looking forward to seeing you and just an honor to have you in the Lions Club in Detroit.
We have
a lot of good things for the community.
We have a great Christmas party planned for the kids.
That's
we're going
right,
to get some more instruments.
Coming up on December 9th, I believe.
Yes, it's a good thing.
Should be terrific, and I'm glad you're with my buddy. I'm the one responsible for getting him that job.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, it was Art. He ended up making a call to me. You were talking about how you were the first in here in 2000. Back in May of 2000, or actually in 2001. In May of 2000, Art called me, and he said, "You interested in satellite radio?" And I said, "Well, what's satellite radio?" I go, "You mean that thing that comes out of Denver or Dallas, and you're on all those small stations across the country?" He goes, "No, the new thing, the XM and the other company one." And I go, "What?" He said, "Go to xmradio.com, read about it." I did, and said, "Whoa, this is incredible!" And I didn't have to do anything. Art, you sent a video of my
That's
show,
right.
And the video went right here to XM, and they sent me an X-mail that said, "You're our kind of nut," and I was hired right after that. And I'd never applied for this job.
That's wonderful. Right. Thank God for satellites.
Yeah, and
it's great, Martha, and it's just so good to say hello to you. Have a good time there in the studio with him. We'll be looking forward to seeing you real soon.
Thank you, dear. Thank you so much. See you. See you soon.
All right. Speaking of the city of Detroit, lots been happening there. Matt Millen. I guess you know the Matt Millen story, huh?
No,
Detroit Lions.
My memory.
Detroit Lions. Yesterday, he ended up hearing.
You're fired.
Or he's left.
Oh no.
Well,
I was here. You know, I was here busy.
Oh, you were here.
I went on the Hill yesterday. We talked about our issue that we have.
Which we're going to talk about here.
Yeah, we want to see our artists get paid for the records that are played on the radio.
And we're going to talk about that in just a second.
Yes.
So, you didn't know the Matt Millen story?
No.
Matt Millen of the Detroit Lions is gone now.
Mm.
Yeah, so they're hoping for the Detroit Lions to get better. So that was one of the Detroit stories.
My.
And you were named after what, Van Dyke? Is that Van Dyke Avenue? Is that the Vandellas?
My group's name was Delphi's on Checkmate, and when we went to Motown, we couldn't keep that name, so we named ourselves. Well, I came up with the name Delarice Van Dyke Street from the East Side, because West Grand Boulevard, of course, there's always been an East Side-West Side war. I dared go over there and get a recording contract. I wasn't scared. And so when we were asked to change the name, I used Van Dyke Street, which is basically East Side. Della Reese, who is my idol, I'll always love and admire her. And I had just recently seen her perform at New Liberty Baptist Church. Reverend Runless spotted her in the audience and said, Della's home, give us a song. And this beautiful lady stood up and sang Amazing Grace. She shook the rafters. It was a cappella. It's one of the prettiest voices I've ever heard.
Wow.
And when they asked us to name the group, I remembered her name was Reese, which is very close to Reeves.
Right.
So I said, Della Reese Van Dyke Vandella. It was just something that rang off my tongue. And it became the name of the group. And Barry sort of made it Martha and the Vandellas, because he didn't know if, after Gloria Jean Williams, the lead singer of the Delphi's, quit, he didn't know if the other two girls would stay. So he kind of, and I had been A&R secretary, I had been around there, I knew everybody. So was this an automatic thing that I became Martha and the Vandellas?
Wow. Okay, so there's a little history behind how it ended up coming up. Well, some of your favorite songs that were actually hits, besides Come and Get These Memories, I know you love singing that one. Were there any others that you really like? I like the fact that you got Baltimore and D.C. in this. I remember when they'd come out, and I'm from this area.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, she says Baltimore and D.C. now.
Yeah, we've had some good times, especially in Washington, because at the Howard Theater, they would use musicians that were students at Howard University.
Right.
So we got to know not only the local people who would come and take us to lunch and show us around Washington, take us to Smiles, Long Smiley's, where you got the beautiful steak sandwiches, but we had musicians that came from Howard, and they were brilliant. They would play our music better than most because they were learning to play their instruments, and we had some fine times. I remember shows like where Otis Redding would headline, and he had a big line band, and the stages, you know, was great. The bands were always good. We had great times. We'd do 5 to 6 shows a day, and it would be 5 times, you know, 5 days a week. We'd be at the Howard, you know, like a wonderful week at a time.
And your voice would stay in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we only did 2 or 3 songs a show.
Oh. Okay,
being a Motown review, we'd wait for the finale, and that's what we'd have to do.
And you'd be back on.
We'd be back on.
Mm-hmm. Besides your dancing in the streets, who do you like better, Van Halen or David Bowie? And who did it with? Who's the other day?
No, wait a minute.
Who's that other dancing in the
That's the highest form of flattery when somebody does your music. You know, Mick Jagger, Dave Bowie.
Mick Jagger and David Bowie, that was it.
But I wanted to be in the video. You know, it's two of them. I had a floral, I got a flower dress. I could have got right in there with them.
Because Ronnie Spector,
I think I could dance a little better than them, too, you know?
Yeah, because Ronnie Spector, the next year, when she did Take Me Home Tonight with Eddie Money, she got to be in.
That's right.
Singing Be My Baby.
That's right.
So you should have been in there.
I should have been in the video.
Let's
I think Neil Diamond did a good version of it. Brenda Lee sang it. Cilla Black, Petula Clark, Dusty Springfield did a version of
that. I saw an old picture. Mm-hmm. It's not that old. Of you and Dusty together, because there was a British invasion of Motown.
Mm-hmm.
And
she had a BBC special, so she said, "I want Motown," and we all went with Earl Van Dyke and the Funk Brothers.
Oh, that's right. What a great special that is. That movie is just incredible to be able to see. And I put that picture of Hitsville, USA, so you could actually. Did it look like that in 1963 and 64?
The sign was hand-painted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Hitsville was a hand-painted sign.
I'll bet that marker sign wasn't there yet either.
No, it's been built up, and it's been designated historic.
It is a historic designation. It's an incredible place. I can't forget the fact
that Mama Cass sang a good version of With the Mamas and the Papas, and we were standing taping a TV show, and a kid walked up to us and said, who recorded Dancing in the Street first, you or Mama Cass? And she wanted to jump on him. She said, how dare you not know them? I was so thrilled that she would take the defense like that. She was saying, you should know better than I asked that.
Your music history. Yeah. They weren't ready to do it at that point. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk a little about the performance rights, too, about this in just a second. Let's play your song, too. We're talking about Dancing in the Street. Are you going to dance for us for
all
this?
The time.
Okay, here we
Every
go.
Time.
Are we gonna do
Can you still Holly Golly?
Here we go. Dancing now. Dancing in the Street at the 60s on 6. There you go. Hey, Martha, that was you.
Well, I'll calm down. And
you were dancing in the studio to that. That was great.
Can't help it.
Do you just remember all the certain moves and everything that was done for the dances that were choreographed?
Oh, yeah.
There isn't
Charlie
one of them.
Charlie Atkins was very good at making a dance step for every song lyric that we performed.
Really? And what did you do for Dancing in the Street when you were doing the city? Did you point at a map?
No, we had dances that were like Philadelphia was known for maybe the jerk, and Washington was known for the boogaloo, and you know, just Chicago might have known the jerk, you know, those different songs, different dances.
Doing it with it. All right, get this, we have Tony on the phone. He's in Macon, Georgia.
Hey.
And hey, Tony.
You doing?
Hi, Tony. You're on with Martha Reeves. You had a nice story about her.
Yeah, 11 years. It was about 11 years ago, and I was 10 years old. And I went to the Macon Coliseum for Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, the Marvelettes, and the Temptations. I was dancing in the aisle during Dancing in the Street, and Martha saw me and pulled me up on stage, and I danced with her.
And you were 10?
I was 10 years old. Yeah.
And you burned, baby.
I went backstage because I really wanted to meet you, Martha, and I asked you if you knew Michael Jackson, and you told me that you used to babysit him, and I was just flabbergasted.
Yeah.
And you told my dad to make sure that I stayed on the path of music, because I'd hopefully do something one day. And just because that you told me that, I haven't stopped. I'm still playing music.
Isn't that wonderful? Can you still dance?
A little bit.
Well, you weren't shy, and that's one thing I liked about you. You know, you weren't shy in front of people. When I pulled you up, you just got loose. I like that.
I tried to.
What a great story.
I heard you were on, and I had to get through and speak with you.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Hope I see you in your hometown real soon.
I very much appreciate it.
All right.
It's always good to hear from you. That's Tony again in Macon. It's
Macon,
nice to have
Georgia.
Isn't it nice when you get all the different kids? Because we noticed that here, where you get a 20-year-old like that, or a 21-year-old, who calls, and they like the 60s.
He remembers.
He remembers.
From 11 years old. That's great.
Yeah, just to have that. So I'm sure you've had some fantastic... How about overseas shows that you've done?
We just come back from a month ago. We were in Helsinki.
Finland? Oh, in Finland, yeah.
I was a little nervous because we had never been there before. We left there, we were in Camden, England. We played the Jazz Cafe, and the same band that was playing at the Jazz Cafe accompanied us to Finland. So we know we had a good show. We had rehearsed and everything. And before going on stage, I couldn't understand the language. So I said, we're going to have a problem here because I don't know if they'll know what we're singing. When we got on stage, there were like 40,000 people in this arena, and they knew every word to the songs, and they gave us beautiful hand movements that they had coordinated, and it was just the greatest sight, like a sea of people enjoying the Motown sound. I was so thrilled.
Oh, what about your memories of Barry?
Barry Gordy is a wonderful man. He's a genius. I liked the fact that he could look at someone or just listen to them for a moment or two and realize they had talent, and he knew to develop us. He didn't just take what we had, like natural talent, and let it flow. He got us music theory, taught us to read music, taught us to understand ethics, how to present yourself in public. There's a Motown way of doing things. There's a Motown class. There's a Motown dance, because we all were taught by Charlie Atkins, who, you know, Colin Atkins, he was from vaudeville.
Right.
So we all had a certain Motown reputation. If Motown was on the show, Motown stole the show. That was our reputation.
Isn't that fantastic? Tell us a little bit about what you're doing here in D.C., because you're city council, you're part of city council.
Detroit City Council,
there's
yes.
been a couple changes there. Ken Cockrell is one of them.
Yes, he's our interim mayor until we have a special election to get us a mayor.
Right, and how about Monica?
Monica Conyers,
yeah.
Congressman John Conyers' wife, is now our president, and I'm proud of her. She's doing a wonderful job.
Yeah. That was it. I just wanted to know what you were thinking about. So, and the whole Kwame story.
Oh well, we know young people have a tendency to make mistakes, and I look at it like this: the gentleman had intimate relationships, and it was detrimental. So I guess we should watch what we do.
Yeah.
You can't really fall in love if you're married, you know, with somebody else, I guess.
Wow.
I thought he was a wonderful mayor. He had done a lot of wonderful things for the city. And my stand was to let him go to trial and to be convicted of whatever, the perjury or whatever he was accused of. In the meantime, the city had to keep going, and we will recover from
Yeah, it's a great city. And what do you think they're going to do with the stadium? The old Tiger Stadium.
It's already demolished.
Is it all gone?
We kept the batter's corner.
Good.
Ernie Harwell is going to put his whole collection, his artifacts, all of his memorabilia in that corner. So it'll be a sports and a musical museum. They'll have some retail shops, but we'll keep the main part of Tiger Stadium, the batter's corner.
That is a nice part of it. The GM building.
I had a lot to do with that.
Did you really?
City Council,
oh,
yes,
you're
I
into
did.
That, too. Do you have anything to do with Comerica and putting those tigers all over the place?
No, that was done a little bit before I got in office. However, I'm very proud. I was
That's
the first
beautiful.
To sing the anthem in our Ford
And Ford Field,
yes,
for the
for
Lions.
The Lions. Yes.
And I guess you performed at the Pontiac Dome, too.
I have, yes, on occasion.
Yeah, and Palace of Auburn
Pistons,
Hills, have
yes,
you done that?
For the Pistons. Yes, I have.
See, you've done it all.
Michael Jordan was there, and he whipped us so bad. But I could... the Bears or whatever, the Cubs or whoever they are from Chicago whipped us so bad. Yeah.
Oh. That's what your big, that's your come and get these memories at the 60s. I'm going to let you run over to Soul Street as well, and you're going to do some stuff over on XM 60.
So nice to talk to you, Flash.
This is cool. First, I want to play another song. We're going to come back with you. You got to get into the fan clan, and I want you to talk about the whole reason that you've come in here.
Yes.
Not only the concert going on for over in Arlington tomorrow on Saturday at the Carlisle, which is a very big one. Then also, we're going to talk to you about this
me and the Vandellas.
Right?
My sisters Lois and Delphine will be there rocking the house.
That is good. You bring them all. They're all going to be in at the 60s. How about what would your next pick be for one of your songs?
Oh, you
if
don't
I can
have
pick
it.
One.
You don't have it.
I don't have it.
Mm-mm. It's
Love
called.
Bug?
It's called "Show Me the Way to Your Heart."
Show me the way to your heart, and you're saying I don't have it? Because it's something you've never recorded.
It's something I recorded. Something that was a B-side. And some
really?
Guys, Sierra Leone just recorded it in Detroit. They had me on television singing with them in the studio. They went back, kids, found a record I recorded in 1969 and fell in love with it, recorded it and had me sing along with it on Show Me the Way to Your Heart, Harlan Dozier Harlan composition.
Is that what it is? All right, we're going to get a copy. I'll go to the library.
Well, if you don't have that, then I like to have Nowhere to Run.
You want to hear Nowhere to Run?
Yes.
It's a Martha Reeves pick for her own song. Go ahead, sing along with it. How's the song
go? Will.
How's it go?
Woo-hoo.
Sing it.
Nowhere to run to, babe. Nowhere to hide to, babe.
Your song faded.
That's the groove.
Did you always how did you ever end songs that faded? Did you just keep going and then they said, okay, you just keep going and we'll turn the volume down?
No, we kept going. And
is
they
that
did that after you. It was in the mix.
Did they tell you how long to keep on singing?
No. You just try to stay in the groove and keep grooving, keep creating.
It's funny how some songs fade. Do you like the songs that fade or ones that you would end and they'd be cold on
the end? I like the ones that fade.
Do you
because
really?
It'll make you put the needle I'm going back, ain't I? Talking about a needle.
You put that needle.
The needle back on the 33 and the third. That's what you do.
Oh, okay. And now you're 45.
Oh, the 45. You just put the needle back.
And then move it back again.
Unlike today's CDs, you can't very readily do that. You
know, because they go
push a button.
They make that noise.
I missed the scratch on the records. Yeah. Now they're scratching out 33s and the thirds.
Something about that wax has sounded so good. And everybody's cleaned them up now. We're talking to Martha Reeves from Martha and the Vandellas, who's going to be over on Soul Street with Dr. Nick here. So you can tune over to XM60 to hear the rest of it. The one of the other reasons you've come in here is you have a big thing going on with copyright.
Among all my other duties, I'm on the board of AFTRA.
Okay.
And we were recently taken back into the union. We UAW-CIO affiliates as well.
Mm-hmm.
For years, all of our career and all of Frank Sinatra's and Billy Eckstein's and Billy, all of the Sarah Vaughn's and whatever have never been paid if their records were played on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You pay. XM
and Sirius originally did it because they made sure that the performers were paid this whole performance right. But
and we love you for that.
That's one. That's
but
one
the other
thing
stations
done.
Use our music. They get advertisements. The guy that sweeps the floor gets paid. But an artist like myself, who I'd like to retire, it would be nice. Don. Carl Gardner of the Coasters is one of my main reasons for wanting to take this stand. He has stroke cancer. And everywhere you go, you'll find a coasting drifter group. By that I mean, it's a group of people who could be the Coasters with a change of suits or a drifter with a change of suit. And they're making the money on the road that Carl can't readily make with his stroke cancer. He should be able to have some money for his therapy, his chemo, from his records being played on the radio.
Right.
And they do it in every country but America.
That's what I understand, and that's what a lot of artists are excited about satellite radio bringing. And we play a deeper selection, too, not just Dancing in the Streets or Nowhere to Run, and that's it. So being able to play the Come and Get These Memories or Love Bug or any of those.
Sweet Darling or Honey Child, all those.
That's not Honey Chili? I thought that was Honey Chili. You sure?
That was what they say in Mexico. Cozumel, Mexico, the man said, Don Mate and the Venadellas with the Honey Chili.
I heard on Mexican radio like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is so nice. So again, your concert, if anybody wants to see it.
You know they want to see it.
I know they do.
Come on out. Party with me.
Yep, go ahead. The party is over at the Carlisle, if you're
Arlington.
Here in the Virginia area, right?
Yes, Arlington.
It's called the Carlisle Club in Alexandria, and there is also another Carlisle in Arlington. So I want to let you know, it is called the Carlisle Club.
The Carlisle Club.
My first
time playing there, but I hope it won't be my last.
Oh, I sure hope so. Larry's been so fantastic. Larry was the one who said, hey, can you get Martha on? She'll be over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I want to thank you so much for being in.
You want to sing?
I know what. You didn't get into the fan clan.
Okay, fan
Everybody
clan.
Who comes in. Bobby, you know that. Everybody got to join the fan clan.
Okay.
You have to take an oath. Now, you got to tell me whether or not you want to. You'll do it, right?
I'll do it.
Oh, I like you already.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say, I'll pour candle wax on my radio dial.
Right now?
Yeah, you just
I'll pour candle wax on my radio dial.
Because no one else comes close by a mile.
Because no one else comes close by a mile.
Our man Flash is second to none.
Our man Flash is second to none.
And the competition bites the big one.
And the competition bites the big one.
Spit on the other stations like a geyser.
Spit on the other stations like a cockroach.
No, it's
geyser.
Like a geyser. It's going to rhyme.
Spit on the other stations like a geyser.
Because they're nothing but Flash fertilizer.
Because they're nothing. But flesh
fertilizer. Now, if you kiss yourself in a place hard to reach, you can do the weird lip noise. Make that sound go. Who now?
I can't do that.
Yeah, you can. You can sing. Who now? Martha, I'm going to find a good number for you. Thank you so much.
All right.
We'll listen to you over on Soul Street, your XM60 in just a second.
Bless
Martha,
your heart.
Thank you so much for
your sexy. Oh,
XM60 if you want to hear her down there with Dr. Nick. They're going to go through a lot of her career, too. Martha Reeves to be in the studio here again, the Carlisle Club for Arlington, and I'm sure all over the country in different places. And boy, she's a lot of fun. She kept on dancing during every one of the songs. She wouldn't sit down. Way to go, Martha, at the 60s. Here's another one of your friends from Motown. The Four Tops on the Amazing 60 Sunsets. Hi, Terry. How are you? Terry had come in. You're with After, right?
I am.
Run over that mic because you brought Martha over here. It was very nice of you to bring her in.
And our pleasure.
And so, are you with the Performance Rights? Is that
I am. And AFTRA, which is the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, of which Martha is a member and a board member. We're in coalition. We're working in coalition with an organization called the Music First Coalition. It's a coalition of about 13 organizations, representing artists, representing labels, representing managers that are trying to secure a right for recording artists, singers, and musicians to be paid when their records are played on AM/FM radio.
But it's right here at Satellite we do it.
You do it at Satellite. We love it. It's great. It's what, you know, the artists deserve. All we're asking for is fair compensation. You pay, radio pays. All the other developed nations in the world
pay.
The only ones left that are the outliers is terrestrial radio.
Let's do something to them.
Let's do something. I agree.
All right, what are we going to do?
Well, not to them, but
you get them.
For our guys.
If we're paying, they should be paying, too, for these artists and all that. Thank you so much for coming in.
Great.
It was very
okay.
Nice of you here at the 60s.
60s on 6. Nam Jam.
Papa's Nam Jam.
The Viet Cong, no matter how far away, was never safe from the destructive fire of the big guns.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
You've been on the radio ride.
And you maggots understand that.
From the trenches to the airwaves. Nam Jam.
First to fight. We have never lost the war. We have always done what our country's called us.
Hey, they're having a debate about having a debate. The debate continues about the debate. If it happens in Oxford, Mississippi, I'll see you today at XM 130. We'll have it for you tomorrow. For now, turtles.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you. Eleanor near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
On the way. For now, Grassroots are on.
Bella Linda, try and understand. Bella Linda, I'm doing all I can. Bella Linda, I'm only what I am. It's so hard for me to say things I really feel. If I could, I'd chase away the pain your eyes reveal. The pain your eyes reveal. The foolish things I've done. The times that I let you down. And I'll never change. Tender tears, and try to close your eyes, and try to close your eyes, the thoughtless things that I do, the dreams that don't come. I'll never change. Believe me, I try. If you go away, you know that I've got all I need. You please don't say goodbye. Bella Linda, why am I this hell? Bella Linda, I'm doing all I can.
Linda checked in for that one on the 60s on 6. Bella Linda, always a good one to hear. MLB getting exciting with Tampa, needs one more game so they can actually clinch. Also the Dodgers with Torrey. How about that? You get the Torrey out there in L.A., and look at this. He's got one more game to go, and then they'll be right there. Let's see what else we got going on. Twins and the White Sox. That is one of the close ones going on. Again, we have some MLB games going on today, and they all mean something over this weekend coming at the 60s. Also, boy, we're getting the East getting this major storm that has been coming in, too. High winds are going on, and they're also watching this disturbance down towards the Caribbean. It's actually a little north of there, towards the Turks and Caicos right now. Golf One had checked in, and he said, hey, really great interview with Martha. Really enjoyed it. I was driving down the road while listening to it at the 60s. Very good. Let's find out more about TOD. Also, gosh, after having Martha in the studio, I'm now going over to meet with Frankie Valli, which is going to be very cool as well at the 60s now.
Toledo, Ohio, it's the Sonic Sound Salute Friday!
WDOD 1560.
As we remember Salute of a Comma, WTOD will cruise the White Hut Hamburgers. The West Toledo Y Record Hops will relive the 60s in the big city of glass. Tell your friends who don't have X in it, but remember WTOD. Take a look.